Legacy Point is the culmination of 40 years of ownership of the property, again, at the intersection of University Drive and College Avenue. And, you know, it's right across the street from, you know, Texas' second largest university. And this property will lend itself to over 400 residential units in addition to commercial real estate development. So it's exciting for our family personally, and then also for the community because of what it will bring to close proximity to Texas A&M University.
How long has the Albertsons building been vacant?
Approximately since the mid-90s. Albertsons left and went to an alternative location in the early 90s, and since that time, you know, there have been some temporary tenants in that facility, but it has not been a long-term lease arrangement. And then, of course, there have been some other vacancies, but it still houses, you know, some very essential tenants, bookstores, eateries, and also, you know, with Hurricane Harry, certainly a favorite spot for students. And there's no plan at this time to change that situation for Hurricane Harry.
It sounds like you all were just waiting for the right set of circumstances, the right type of project and the right timing, and it seems like all this just sort of comes together all in the proper time frame.
Well, it is absolutely a great time for it. Collegiate properties and developers are someone that we're excited to work with. They work throughout the nation with developments with and on college campuses. So to have an opportunity to work with a development firm that, you know, does these type of properties and has experience with them is a great fit. In addition to the fact that, you know, we feel like we are very familiar with this area, have lived here and been associated with, you know, development in Bryan College Station dating back to 1937. So, you know, we have our own ideas of what we'd like to see there since this property's been in our family since 40 years, roughly. So, again, as you said, it's just a great opportunity at this time.
And if you could also talk about the construction schedule.
Well, hopefully all this will get underway in early summer. Our targeted date to initiate this project is June, and so that's our hope, that everything goes as scheduled. And then very shortly after that, they'll see, as we say, bricks and sticks start going up, and within, you know, a year, hopefully it'll provide a new opportunity for students attending Texas A&M as a possibility for residential housing.
The goal being to have the housing open in the fall, for the fall semester in 2013, then?
That's correct. That's our hope. You know, weather contingent upon, you know, construction issues and such, but that is our goal.
And I also find fascinating, you know, the name, the stack. Not only are you planning going up five stories, but then you also have the underground parking.
That's correct. Two levels underground that will accommodate student parking. And so it'll make it very convenient in an area that oftentimes, as anyone who lives in this area knows, that parking can become quite, you know, restrictive in terms of development. But since the parking is going underground, it will afford a greater opportunity for above-ground development with commercial real estate.
I'm sure that in the back of your minds, you all have also have thought about just how this can really be a catalyst for the continued development of the area.
Well, we would like to think of this as phase one of a multi-phase project, and we have had interest by various commercial, you know, developers, and we hope to go great mixed-use property, combining, you know, the residential with those that vendors that best suit student housing and students' needs. So, you know, we would like to think we'll be selective in that process, and since, again, it's a great piece of real estate across the street from Texas A&M University, well, we expect that we'll have a lot of interest from a variety of potential tenants.
Have I missed anything that listeners would be interested in knowing?
Other than we're just excited to contribute this to the Northgate area, we feel that it will be a win-win for the city of College Station, Plus, it will be a win-win for students, we feel, who will make that as their choice to live there. It'll be close to the university, close to, you know, student-related activities, whether they be social events or churches. It's all right there in that area. So we're very fortunate that we can provide that as a potential use for that property. Plus, again, we feel it's a good thing for Bryan College Station and especially College Station.
I'm really excited about this.
Well, we are too. And again, it's named Legacy Point primarily for the reason that it we do want it to be something that our family can, you know, be very proud of, that we've contributed to this community, and that it, like the property, has been in our family for 40 years. We hope, you know, years to come, this will continue contributing in an aesthetic way to that area of College Station, plus service the community with the needs that it has. So we, too, are excited.